You're listening to Talk with Audrey.
Does your back hurt? Could it be that your back pain is something more, maybe axial spondyloarthritis? It's commonly known as inflammatory arthritis of the spine. To tell us more, my guests are Dr. Hillary Norton, a rheumatologist living with AS, and Jill, a patient living with non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, a form of AxSpA. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks, Audrey.
Let me start with you, Dr. Norton. I had never heard of AxSpA. What are the signs and symptoms?
Well, AxSpA is an inflammatory arthritis of the spine. So while most people have back pain at some point in their lives, this is inflammatory back pain, meaning that it gets better with activity and it gets worse with rest. So many people have pain at night, especially in the second half of the night. It gets better with getting up and moving around. People have a lot of morning stiffness. A lot of people have fatigue, and as this progresses, even it can interfere with activities of daily living, simple things such as doing stairs, walking, and bathing. This is arthritis that comes on early in your 20s or earlier, and it's underdiagnosed. So we know there are at least 1.7 million people living with it, and many people are not diagnosed, which is why Jill and I are collaborating with Novartis to help raise awareness for this disease.
Now, I understand you were diagnosed in medical school. Is that correct, Dr. Norton?
Well, I was diagnosed in my first year of internship. So my symptoms began prior to medical school in my 20s. And like many patients, I had a 10-year delay in diagnosis. By the time I was diagnosed as an intern, my symptoms were pretty severe. And I saw, you know, my career sort of flashing before my eyes. Before diagnosis. Like many people, I was misdiagnosed with a mechanical form of back pain prior to finally getting to a rheumatologist and getting the correct diagnosis. And that's why we want people to go to monsterpaininthe.as.com and take a simple quiz if you think you have inflammatory back pain, because Jill and I are trying to help other patients get diagnosed sooner.
Absolutely. And Jill, when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2013 after having symptoms really since my teenage years.
And how were you actually diagnosed with it? Was your back just hurting and you complained and you went to the doctor? But what was the process to actually get to a diagnosis in your case?
So for me, like a lot of people, it's a long road. As I mentioned, starting in my teens, I started to have some unexplained back pain. 2011, I had a slip on ice and injured my back and neck. That injury really never got better and it got progressively worse. So at the time I was seeing an orthopedist, they said nothing on the x-rays, you're fine. Kept moving through, saw some other providers, was diagnosed with fibromyalgia as a misdiagnosis, and really kept pushing it because I didn't think that was the answer. And then eventually when I got referred to a rheumatologist, that changed everything. They did a workup, physical, you know, medical history, blood work, and pretty quickly from there, I was diagnosed and got on a treatment plan, and I'm so much better.
Good. How does it actually impact your daily life?
It took a big physical and emotional toll when the symptoms were severe. I had two small children who I couldn't pick up. I left my busy 50-hour week. 50, 70% travel job, and really was in so much pain and so exhausted I could barely get out of bed. Once I got a diagnosis that validated what was going on with the back pain, I really got into a treatment with my rheumatologist, and then I started to shift the way I looked at things and really began going after myself as a whole for improvement. With food and exercise and all these things. So today, my pain is minimal. My treatment plan is working. I every day try to honor the disease and give it what it needs. And really, I feel better than I did 20 years ago.
Doctor, how is this typically treated?
Well, when you see a rheumatologist, we're going to come up with a treatment plan that's individual for every patient. So this involves lifestyle things like Jill mentioned. It's so important to eat a healthy diet. And there's no one particular diet for AxSpA. It's going to be different for everybody. It involves staying active, not smoking, because we do know that smoking can make axSpA worse, and getting on a medication that's going to be individual, and that's going to be a discussion with your rheumatologist. But getting on a treatment plan can be absolutely really impactful for your quality of life, as Jill mentioned.
So you have AS and Jill has NR. What's the difference between those two?
Well, the signs and symptoms are not different. The only difference is that AS shows up as damage on an X-ray, and NR axSpA is non-radiographic, meaning that it doesn't show up on the X-ray. But we approach the disease the same. This is really historically why women have been overlooked so much with this disease, because women are more likely to develop NR axSpA. And as Jill mentioned, you can have normal X-rays and then not get diagnosed correctly.
Wow. You never know what people are going through in their lives. You know, it's just, you never know what's going on. And you have to respect that everybody has some kind of challenge. So if people are living with this, does family history at all have an impact?
It does. So people often have a family history of this disease. And, you know, when you talk to people, they will go home and ask, and, you know, they'll find out that, you know, perhaps their mother or their grandfather had a severe back problem. But not everybody is going to have a known family member with it.
Mm, that's why it's important to know. I always say informs empowered. Jill, what would you say to other people who might be living with unexplained back pain?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to really become your own advocate, empower yourself. I look at it as becoming your own warrior. And recognize that what you do today to take care of yourself can have a huge impact and change everything for you going forward.
All right. I love the name of the website, by the way, guys. It's monsterpaininthe.com. I had to go there and check it out. What other information will we find on the site, Doctor?
Well, there's some great resources on the site. If you take the 3-minute quiz and it tells you that you might have inflammatory back pain, it can connect you even with a telemedicine visit with a doctor, and you can get connected with a rheumatologist directly through the site. So I would encourage people to go and take the quiz if you think you might have inflammatory back pain.
All right. I want to thank you both for joining me. My guests have been Dr. Hillary Norton. She's a rheumatologist, and Jill is someone living with spondyloarthritis. Like, who knew, guys? As always, informs empowered. Don't take your back pain for granted. Go to the doctor and have it checked out. Thank you again for joining me, guys.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure.